a dipshit. Advice from a dipshit. Advice from a dipshit. It's advice from a dipshit with Matt Bronger. Hey guys, it's advice from a dipshit with Matt Bronger. That's me, the dipshit. I'm handing out advice pork fried rice. Let's start that again. I'm kidding. If you don't know, I basically have calls played in real time by my producer Amanda for the first time. So I don't know what's coming down the pike. I'm just like you, waiting patiently and wonderingly. You drive along in your car or avoid work or whatever you do. Podcasts keep you company. That's why I like them. And we get to listen to some people have some problems, have some fun, have some good times. This is not professional advice. This is just based on my experience as a dipshit. So roll the first call.
Hey, Matt. Love the show. So my girlfriend and I have been seeing each other about 6 months now. I love her to death, but she is seriously pressuring me to move in with her. Feels like it's too soon, man. I don't know what to do. I'd appreciate whatever advice you can give me. Thanks, man. Bye.
Hey, dude. Thanks for calling in. Dumper. No, I'm kidding. You imagine? Be so terrible. No, don't do that. I know exactly where you're coming from. To me, 6 months, yeah, it is a little soon. But obviously, she doesn't think so. So you guys got to talk that out. I will say, I was very reticent to move in with my girlfriend, now wife. You know, even when we got married, I was like, I don't want to move in with you. No, I'm kidding. She's the first person I've ever lived with that I've dated. And that is stupid. Like, we didn't move in together. The bell goes off when I say the word stupid. We didn't. No biggie. We have little mistakes over here in dipshit headquarters sometimes. But I waited until, you know, I was 41 to actually live with a girl I dated because I'm an only child. I like my space and blah, blah, blah. But eventually my space kind of took up too much space in my life, you know? And it's better, I think, in my opinion, to go ahead and try stuff rather than go, I don't want to do that because I'm afraid of this. So I guess what I'm saying is think about it. Think about moving in with her because it was the best decision I made in terms of my relationship. It's nice to live with someone who you can stand, who you get along with, who's there for you. It does sound to me, though, that you feel like maybe she's being a little pushy, a little needy, and maybe you should just talk to her about that. And not that you haven't, but just kind of get into it and say, like, this is how I'm feeling. Tell me how you're feeling. And let's understand that this conversation is not a war. This is not me asserting my position, asking you to back down, and I hope it's not vice versa. But let's just lay out what we both really want and what we're afraid of and what we like to happen in terms of moving in together. I'm not talking next steps. That's a whole nother conversation. But I don't know, man. Like, I can tell you, if you really like this person, I would leave the door open. Maybe 6 months is too early, but maybe tell her, why don't we do it in a year? You know, why don't we start looking at places? Look, if we find some place that's amazing, maybe I'll do it, blah, blah, blah. But I'm telling you, it's not a bad idea to go ahead and start building with someone you care about, at least from my perspective. Yeah. Or you can just, you know, get a handle bottle of Jack and some blow and just ruin your life. But I wouldn't do that. I would talk about moving in with her. So thanks for calling, dude. Appreciate it.
Hi, this is Josh. I want to know the best way to ask for a promotion at work. Not sure if you guys are going to call me back or not, but thanks. Bye.
Well, we had to bleep that. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm not clear about how the show works, but you leave a message and I just answer it on the show. I'm not going to call anyone. God, that'd be fucking weird. Hey, it's me. Oh, yeah, you having dinner with your family? Maybe I shouldn't have called at 7. Like, I wouldn't know when to call. Just be a one-on-one thing. I just do it for fun. I don't want people to listen. I'm just quietly actually helping some people. Like, look, I'm glad if this show helps people, but I kind of do this for fun. Let's be honest. This is an entertainment thing. This is not a show I do to hopefully this will turn me into the new Dr. Drew or some shit. We have some human moments on here. That's great. That's fine. But this is for entertainment. So anyway, Josh, I think the best way to ask for promotion is to get your ducks in a row, get exactly why they should give you a promotion, and then ask to see the boss, walk right in, tell him or her that you'd like a promotion, and this is why you should deserve one. Because I think you're on the right track of just how to ask for a promotion, because a lot of people just sit around, and not just promotions, for other things, they sit around going, well, they're going to give it to me eventually. They have to. And it's like, no, they don't. Life is not fair. People will avoid giving you what you deserve at every given turn if they can, some people. That said, go for it. Ask them. You know, see about it. Make sure you're not asking prematurely. Make sure you're not just, you know, being an entitled dick about this. I don't think you are. But go ahead and ask. Just make sure you have your ducks in a row. Make sure when they go, you know, it's just like I try to sell a show, you know, a couple times a year, various different little projects. And before I even get into the room, I have to have every question they're going to ask answered in my own head, hopefully. I can also freestyle pretty well if I need to. I can improvise, but you want to have everything kind of like, you know, in your head or on a sheet of paper. So they're just like, well, why should I give you a promotion and not Daniel or whatever? And don't say, well, because Daniel's a putz, and leave it at that. Just go, here's why I should get the promotion. Try not to be negative. Try not to knock other people down to pull yourself up, because no one digs that. Just tell them why you're the most qualified and why you'd kick ass in that position and why it would be in their benefit to give you that position. You know, some of the best advice I ever got in terms of auditioning was just like, walk in there like you'd be doing them a favor to play that role. It's like, yeah, you'd be stupid not to hire me, you know, in your head. Don't say that. I've blown so many roles. Bison. No. But yeah, just tell them you want it and tell them why. That's it. Thanks, Josh. And I'm not going to call you.
Okay. Based off of this, I'm going to do like an adjacent one.
Okay.
That I think would be great.
Okay, great.
Hey, Matt. I just found out by sheer accident that someone in my office who does the exact same job as me makes way, way more money than I do. And I don't know how to handle it, and I feel like you're the only one who could guide me. Thanks.
Do you think this is Josh's coworker?
I think
Josh came in. Josh asked big and got big. Holy shit! Josh rolled the hard eight, and he rolled an eight.
He heard him calling in.
That's. And so I'm walking the boss's office. God damn it! I want 2 million more. Shit. Okay, this is a tough one, because how did you find out you that they make so much more money than you? Is it something that's public knowledge that you should know? Look, I would say I'm going to give you the same advice that I gave the guy who's now making way more money than you, who walked in. Josh, your guy you share a desk with, like Dwight Schrute. I think you should, at this amount, just get for that same amount. Walk right into your boss and ask for that same amount and tell them why you should get that much money. So what I told Josh is put all your ducks in a row. Make sure you have answers to all the questions they're gonna ask, and you know, prove to them you're worth that money. I know the reaction is to be like, "Fuck Josh, I work harder than him. I know you're paying him this much. You give me more." Don't do that, because I don't think you're supposed to know that. But ask for that much money. Ask for, you know, if they're paying that, then, and you're doing that work, I feel like no one should be paid less for the same job. Ask any woman. Alive. So all I can tell you, man, is ask for it. Unless somehow, like, that coworker was walking to the office and, like, you know, strutting around like, I make $150,000 a year. Fuck you, dude. You make 75 or whatever. Cause I doubt it was public knowledge, but just since you know what it is, ask for it. That's the only way to go, as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, Matt, what's up? It's Marcus from Mission Viejo. Yeah, I just found your post on Facebook, and I thought I'd call because I really need some advice about dieting. I've been trying to lose weight for like 2 years now. Actually, last year I lost a lot of weight. I lost like 30 pounds, but I'm still nowhere near where I want to be. I need to lose about 30 more pounds before I'm like, my body mass index is like not obese or something. But I keep on running into this problem where whenever I go out with people or when I'm eating around with my family, they always offer me food, and they know I'm on a diet, but they still offer me food, and it's really hard to say no, and I keep saying yes, and I just keep eating, you know, and it's like I have this tendency to overeat whenever one thing goes wrong. Like, I tend to do I tend to just lean in and make it all bad. So if someone offers me, like, a chicken wing or something, I'll eat 10 chicken wings. Or if someone's going out and offers me a chips, I'll just eat a whole bunch of chips. So just have that tendency. I'm just wondering if you have any advice for gaining discipline or dieting in general. I feel like in that stand-up where you were walking by the ice cream truck and that guy was like, you know, you want an ice cream sandwich? And, like, I would be you in that situation. I would say yes every time and get an ice cream sandwich. So, anyway, that's what I got. Hope to check out your special soon. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Hey, Marcus. Thanks for calling in, man. Yeah, that is a really hard thing, especially from your family's perspective, because food is love. And when you're out with friends, you don't want to think about cutting down. You want to reward yourself. You want to enjoy yourself after, like, a hard week's work. And you said, like, how you eat when you're feeling low or disappointed. That's extremely common. I mean, that's why you call comfort food. That's why, because it comforts you. My solution is, I'm just going to give you the advice that I inadvertently followed, where my wife just started. We take these exercise classes. I use this app called ClassPass. You pay a certain amount a month, and you can kind of find a class for whatever you want to do, be it spin class, be it high-intensity interval training, yoga, whatever, and you sign up. And it's a little expensive, so there are other ways to do that. You can find gyms that have fitness classes, and I stress fitness classes because you just going there and working out or just doing the elliptical, I did that for years with, like, no results, and I would be like, I eat what I want, but I'll go on the elliptical for 45 minutes and bore myself to fucking tears. Classes, you know, you might be feeling intimidated right now, because I was. I don't want to go into these classes and sweat my balls off. But, you know, there's never a time in class I look over at someone and go, oh, you know, you're sandbagging. That's a lie. Once or twice, I do Zumba. And if there's a woman who's in her early 20s who is just like kind of, I don't know why I'm here, I get so mad. I'm like, you have so much fucking natural energy. God damn you. God damn you. You're so young. You see how I'm dying on my feet? Doing this fucking Brazilian dance, you know, I look ridiculous. But the great thing is, what that does is that builds muscle mass, and that gives you, that improves your metabolism. Then from there, you just eat less. Even if you kind of stuff yourself, your stomach is smaller. You have, you know, people go on and on about core strength, and it's important. But what it also does is it leans up your middle, so you don't have as much room, and you just don't gorge yourself as much. And when you do, you feel like that much worse. I would say it's less about eating less. I mean, definitely eat less and be conscious of that. That's part of staying in the moment. I would turn towards exercise as a huge part, because that will improve your body. It'll improve your outlook. It'll improve your health. And it'll make, you know, the great thing about going to one of these classes, you can eat whatever you want right after. Because your metabolism is burning calories at such a rate that you can go eat like a fried chicken sandwich and it's fine, because your body just burns it up like an oven after you've done, you know, 45 minutes of interval training with curls and sit-ups and things. And it's fun. There are a lot of classes that are really fun where they play a lot of music. Everyone made it out alive. It's an exciting feeling when everyone's just drenched and they're high-fiving. And, you know, I mean, I feel like people tend to go to, like, CrossFit, and CrossFit is fine, but it's a really good way to hurt yourself, because people lift up huge weights over their heads again and again. I don't know. It was a bit much for me, but there are other kinds of classes you can find. I would just do your research and make that part of your week that you do 3 to 4 times a week. You'll feel a lot better about yourself too. Trust me. And that's literally just from personal experience. This is not an idea. This is the reason why I've lost a ton of weight and why I look way better. It's because of going to different classes. Yeah. So thanks for calling, man.
Hey, Matt. I'm going to college here soon, and I was wondering if you could give me some advice. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, man. I definitely can. One mistake I made in college, kind of near the end, where I was kind of getting fed up with being there and being in it, is I kind of started phoning it in. And I was like, look, as long as I get that diploma at the end, who cares? I really wish I would have not tuned out as much as I did. I really wish I would have used the opportunity to stay in the moment and learn things, because you never know what you're gonna need to know or want to know down the line. All knowledge is power. All knowledge is important on some level. So I would just make an effort to kind of apply yourself, give yourself some room to breathe, definitely have a lot of fun. College is a blast. But if you're in class, be in class. Don't let your mind wander too much. Don't focus on other things. Don't be like, oh, fuck, you know, thank God it's only 80 more days till I'm out of this crap hole. And I honestly, my first 2 years of college, I really liked being there after three years. But like the first 2 years, I wasn't that happy there. And maybe I should have transferred, you know. So just make sure you're happy. Make sure you're in a good place that works for you. Most colleges will take other colleges' credits. Just keep an open mind and make sure to enjoy it, because it is 4 years of a really good way to get to know people and to have an experience you'll probably never have again. I don't know, man. Just get excited and apply yourself. You know, make a lot of friends. You're gonna have fun.
Hey Matt, my name is Craig. I'm calling from Portland, Oregon. I just got sort of a two-part question. First off, did you ever face any indecisiveness about what you're going to do with your life? And second question, and what has helped you the most with staying on the path you are taking in life? Hmm. That's all I got. I mean, it's kind of what I'm dealing with in my life. Just curious what you did. Anyway, take care. Bye.
Hey, Craig, from my hometown. I'm jealous. Kind of always want to be there. Yeah, that your question about indecisiveness about what to do with your life is, yeah, that's a big one. But one piece of good perspective that I got early on is we don't even have the option of joining a company, working 50 years and getting a gold watch when you retire. That doesn't exist anymore. That option has been done away with by a variety of employment options and employers and careers. I kind of tend to veer towards the Helen Keller model, just paraphrasing, but she basically said security doesn't exist in life. Life is either a great adventure or nothing. So the way you should just be looking at it is what do you want to do? What would you most love to do? And go nuts. Go nuts with your dreams in your head. It's just you. You know, you're not yelling it in an auditorium full of your relatives. Just imagine what you would most want to do and try some things. Understand, unless you're an apprentice to like a Hanzo steel samurai sword maker in Japan, you're probably not going to be doing the same thing for like 60 years. Try a lot of different things. And yeah, master of all trades is a jack of all trades, a master of none. But, you know, you don't have to jack all the trades. You can try all kinds of stuff and see what clicks. When you find that thing that you really love, talk to people that do it. See about how they kept on keeping on. In terms of what keeps me going, the fact, as much as it drives me crazy being on the road, pitching projects that might or might not go nowhere, probably will go nowhere, auditioning for things I probably won't get, I always think of how it's better than waiting tables, and how I still can't believe that I make a living at it at all. That still blows my mind. I'm not going to use some terms like, oh, yeah, I made it. But in a sense, yeah. You know, I have a wife, I have a house, I get to make people laugh for a living. And the business is fucking insane and does drive me absolutely bonkers sometimes. And I have had emotional breakdowns here and there. But if you find something that you love, that you can do for a living, you know, that's you're cooking with gas right there. And also having a healthy group of friends around me that are supportive and fun and people that look out for each other that don't have an agenda is a huge part of it too. You want to surround yourself with positive people. But good luck. Good luck with the hunt. Don't think of any one thing as your great white whale that you're going to spend your life hunting down. You know, give yourself some breathing room, try some things, fail miserably, and then get up.
Hey, my name's Tim. I'm calling from Chicago, and I know that you used to live in Chicago and do stand up here and whatever, and I wanted to try it for the first time, but I was wondering if you knew of any open mics or anything that were still going on to this day or what have you. I don't know. I'll shut up now. Thanks.
Hey, Tim, I'm kind of out of the loop now. I haven't lived in Chicago for a while. When I go back, I don't really do open mics, but there's usually forums you can find. It's a rule on my show. I don't really Google anything. So you're going to have to do the footwork yourself, man. But I appreciate your call. I will say, though, folks, like a lot of people are calling in asking for stand-up advice, and that's awesome. And not that you shouldn't or this, that, and the other, but I have answered a lot of the same questions in terms of, like, the only way to do it is to do it. Just find an open mic and go jump up there. I'm not going after you, Tim. I just was thinking this just now. It's like I have had numerous people ask me if there's any kind of way. There's no way. You just, Dan Harmon had the best expression I ever heard for it, which is when you're a kid and you're lost in the woods, your mom says, stay where you are. If you're doing stand-up as well as you possibly can, they will find you. Once you get good enough, they will find you. Word of mouth will spread. You can put videos of yourself online. But that said, if you have like stand-up related or showbiz related questions, I welcome them. That's fine. But I am answering the same question over and over and over. Just FYI, guys. Nothing against you guys, but the cocaine's wearing off right now, and I'm starting to get edgy. So, amazing. I just did this. I do this whole show on drugs. But thanks for the call, Tim. Okay, yeah, that's enough advice from this dipshit. Tune in next time, and also call in 323-763-0228. That's 323-763-0228. I love doing the show. I love the fact that people call in at all. Thanks to Amanda, our amazing producer, for making it all happen and making it not just me talking to no one in my study. Thanks again, everybody, and I'll see you next time. Advice from a dipshit. Advice from a dipshit. Advice from a dipshit. It's advice from a dipshit with Matt Fronger.
This might be. This is the one where I thought this was your mom calling in.
Okay.
Like, oh, supporting.
Okay.
So tell me. I don't know if this voice is
familiar. I'll see. Maybe it is her. Okay. Doubt it, but.
I don't need any advice because my life is absolutely perfect and I know everything. I'm just calling to say that Matt Bronger is the coolest.
That sounds like somebody's mom.
That does
right?
sound. That's not my mom, but.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that was your.
God mom. Bless that lady.
Whoever that was.
That was fantastic. I just love because my life is absolutely perfect. Jesus. She's like our Buddha, that woman.
And I know everything.
She says everything.
And apparently then you're coolest.
She's
she knows everything.
So cool. And I love an older woman who just is like, yeah. I got it made. It's great.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just, that's what I feel like every woman deserves. And I remember when I was a kid, we have this dear friend of ours, who my mother's college roommate named Kathy Courtney, who is.
Kathy Courtney.
That's what we call her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's married to a man in his 80s who's Greek in San Francisco who worked under Harvey Milk and like, you know, amazing. But she's lived in San Francisco. Like, she's one of my closest, dearest friends. And I remember visiting her when I was in. Seventh grade with my dad. My mom couldn't come. And she was just talking about her life. And she's like, well, I've met a Greek gentleman who thinks I'm wonderful, which I am. And I thought, like, I'd never heard anyone talk about themselves that way. And it made me laugh so hard. And it's just like, that just made me think of her.
Imagine running. I love that. Running off in love with a Greek gentleman.
Yeah.
I love
Isn't that the dream?
That's great.
Isn't that cool? But yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, miss. You have made my day.